Marco Werman. This is The World. How many times since 1994 have we heard the words, never again? Well, those words echoed one more time today in Rwanda on the 20th anniversary of the start of the genocide there. When that slaughter ended, at least 800,000 people were dead. Today in the Rwandan capital, Kigali, a remembrance ceremony was held, and President Paul Kagame addressed the crowd.
20 years ago, Rwanda had no future, only a past. Yet, today, we have a reason to celebrate the normal moments of life that are easy for others to take for granted. If the genocide reveals humanity's shocking capacity for human cruelty, Rwanda's choices show its capacity for renewal.
The National Stadium in Kigali, where today's ceremony was held, also played a role in the genocide. Thousands sought refuge there from the violence in 94. Author Philip Gurevich has chronicled the Rwandan genocide extensively, and he's in Kigali today.
It's a very intense mood. In the morning, the city seems deserted, and then you really have a huge amount of traffic towards the stadium of foot traffic, people coming to attend the commemoration. And other than the people who come there, most people stay home during the morning. Many people watch it on TV or listen to it on the radio or stay with family. But there's always a strong mood of the past welling up, and the emotions are very close to the surface.
What is it like for you personally to be back?
The thing that is striking is that the emotion at the commemoration, it doesn't always come specifically from the program, from the speeches, from the songs even, but from the crowd, where you have people who start quite often to scream and to have traumatic seizures and to have to be carried out. And these screams, they can be screams of terror, they can be screams of utter agony, of grief, and quite uncontrollable and unconsolable. And that comes in unexpected bursts throughout the program and throughout the morning and early afternoon when you're sitting there as these kind of eruptions of just utterly unfiltered memory and feeling and trauma. And that pierces one every time. It's very, very powerful effect.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty intense. It sounds like that in and of itself reveals something really deep and grim beneath the surface.
Well, it does. I mean, the fact is that for much of the year, people go about their business and even quite deliberately don't open all the valves, as it were. And this is what happens when you concentrate in a group for the purpose of commemoration and allow those valves to open and allow, in a sense, the people are having flashbacks sometimes. I mean, they will be saying things as if they were responding to attackers or seeing something terrible before them. And now there's a really quite an experienced first aid types or helpers, trauma counselors who are stationed around the place to help people either stagger or be carried out and lay them on mattresses and soothe them and get them sort of stabilized again. But, you know, the memory of the days of killing in this country in 20 years ago are at those moments like 20 seconds ago.
Well, in the years since, Rwanda has made strides that no one could have imagined 2 decades ago, from economic gains and progress in women's rights to health care. Can you feel that sort of progress on the ground?
Oh, it's evident everywhere. I mean, even the way people look, the way they're dressed, their health, the fact that they look in reasonably good shape, also the fact that they look, frankly, less haunted than when I first came here a year after the genocide. But the progress here, the development and the reconstruction, the sort of revitalization of the country is very self-evident, and it's always part of the commemoration as well. The message is to remember and also to take some pride in the degree to which they have overcome, and also to recognize the degree to which they have not yet overcome, or there is a lot left to overcome.
What are the lessons that have not been learned, do you think?
People often say the lesson of Rwanda is we must never let this happen again and so forth and so on. But the lesson of Rwanda is that the world's a dangerous place and that people who rely on, say, the international community for protection are often deserted. And I think it's hard to know how much people learn in history because we certainly see these things occur, whether it's a genocide or whether it's extreme violence, whether it's the breakdown of a society or the collapse of the basic order of things, time and again in different parts of the world, not always in the same place by any means. This is really a moment that it has obviously a kind of political overtones in the official commemoration, but a great deal of what goes on here right now is not about the politics of it during these days, but about the memory and the emotion and memorializing the dead and confronting the presence of the past.
Author Philip Gurevich is in Kigali for the events commemorating the 20th anniversary of Rwanda's genocide. He's working on a new book called You Hide That You Hate Me and I Hide That I Know, Living With It in Rwanda. Philip, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.